Okay, we said the Shemaya. We're continuing today with our Purim preparation. The learning for the whole month of Adar here in Baruch Hashem, Kiryat Shira David, month of Adar is sponsored by the Aaron family in honor of their 20th wedding anniversary and Mikey's 18th birthday. Shachar and Alex Avram celebrating 1 year of Mitzvah Yeshuva Aretz and their wedding anniversary. Joe and Jonah Brook in memory of Chayaleh Bas Yosef, Joe's mother on her 10th yahrzeit. Brent and Julie Eisen in memory of Zelda Reisel Bas Meir Chaim. Zichron Levracha, that's Brent's mother on her 15th yahrzeit. Anonymously for the Refuah Shlema of all Choli Yisrael. And two daily sponsorships. Today, Wednesday, March 1st, by Batya and David Rich, in honor of their second Aliyah anniversary. And today, by Shachar and Alex Avram, in memory of Reuven ben Avram Verezel, Zichron Levracha. Okay. Is that it? Did I miss anything? No, that's it. Okay. Yofi, so open up on the page that you have in front of you. It's Kuf Ayin Gimel. So on that page, that would be the third, I think that would be your third page. Nachon? Kuf Ayin Gimel. Now we started this ma'amar blew me, this has been blowing me away, this ma'amar of Rav Kluger. This is an incredible, incredible piece of Torah that is putting Purim into perspective in a very, very miyushav kind of way, a way that's very settling to the heart, in a way that we feel like we can do something with it. And if you had to give some kind of a subtitle to last week's shir, I'm thinking, I don't know, it would probably be like, the sod is the mitzius that's right in front of you. I don't know. We'd have to anyone that's learning with us online, you have to go back to the previous shir to really understand like the mahalach of what we were saying over there. But in a nutshell, it's almost like Purim is the shoresh, it's the root of the removal of all concealment. So that would make you think that what Purim must be, like, you know, if I'm not holding by the deepest Kabbalistic secrets, any sikui, I have no chance. That's the removal of concealment. But Hashlacha Sadas, removing the dat, completely like taking your knowledge and throwing, chucking it, which is the height of Purim, brings you to this place of that what's right in front of me is everything that I need in order to say Ein Od Milvado. And that is the highest level in the world. And that is the goal, that's the point, that's where we're aiming towards. That is Mamish Purim. That's what we're really, really hoping to get to at a certain point, you know, during the Seuda. But now, we're going to go continue right now. This is Rav Kluger, his Sefer Shavita Zahav, Mama Yitzayin, bottom right column. Okay. HaPetach LeOlam HaPnimi, HaEmuna B'ma ShePu'el VeOseh. What's the opening to living in an inner world is believing in what you do and in what you're actually doing in this world. V'kan HaMakom LeOrer Prat Nosaf MeInyan LeInyan BeOto Inyan. Yesh Oskim BePnimius HaTorah Shanim Rabot. There are those that they're learning inside stuff, not just reference to, do you remember inside stuff? At the Maharashal? They're learning inside, do you remember them? No, you're Canadian. Yeah. Didn't get over the border.
Yeah, basketball.
Not when he was a kid. Okay, yesh ha'oskim bepnimiut ha'Torah, shanim rabot ve'adayim einam margishim, she'achen limud ze mashpi aleihem u'mitchaber le'metziut chayehem. There are those, they're learning pnimius, they're learning chassidus, they're learning inner orchards of the Torah for years, but they still haven't felt that this inner learning, they know they're learning deep stuff, but they still don't see that playing a role at all in their life. They're learning it for years, but they still don't see that it's actually mashpia on them in their life, how they live their life. Ve'odam mamtinim shelefeta pitom yatchil lehair aleihem ha'or. And they're waiting for that ta-da moment where just, like, it'll all just, all those years of running to Uman and or all those hours and hours of waking up way early and learning all these, they're waiting for like this moment of now it's all just suddenly going to click. Just like one moment it's just going to click, right? Pitom yair aleihem ha'or. Like what? Ki oto nar apotech tadelet b'shpoch hamatcha, like a little kid, that goes and opens the door of Leil Seder during Shvoch HaMadcha HaLagoyim HaShelo Yidahucha, ומצפה שיראה לפתע את אליהו הנביא. And he expects suddenly to see Eliyahu הנביא. והכל מטעם ענף, it's all from the reason above, שהאדם לומד דברים גדולים ועמוקים, a person's learning such great and deep things, אך עדיין לא נכנס בשערי תורת הסוד. But the truth is, they may be learning inside stuff, but they haven't entered into the gate of the secret of all secrets. So when I say those words, you haven't entered the gate of the secret of all secrets, where do our minds go? Yeah. Well, okay, there must be a Kabbalistic sefer I still didn't get my hands on, right? Or I didn't do that tikkun of whatever it is. He says, you know what the Sha'arei Torat HaSod is? You know what the gate to the secret of the Torah of secrets are? Sheyamin ha'adam she'akol talui bo. That a person believes that everything is dependent on him. That's why Hanan ben Ari is such a rock star these days. En ha'davar talui elabi, elabi. It's only dependent on me. En ha'davar talui elabi.
Where you see yourself.
What you see in Kiddum, how you see yourself, you know? It's a good shaila. Efforts, of course, have to be part of everything, but it's more with all the efforts, like with all the learning that it's still, I don't feel, that's because it's dependent on how are you relating to the reality that's right in front of you right now.
Do you believe in yourself to be able to?
Nechon.
Shalom actually just recently just said the greatest sin one can possibly have is not believing in oneself.
The Eshbetzer says that was really the sin of Adam HaRishon, is that he ate a wrong fruit, pseda, but that he didn't believe that you can do tshuva from that is that's the chet etzadat. That's the worst chet. That's the lowest chet. Amazing. So he continues, he reads like this. Again, Torah HaSod is שיאמין אדם שהכל תלוי בו וכל מה שמייחד ומכוון הכל נעשה על ידו בפועל ממש ואין זה רק בחינוס ודברים נשגבים ועמוקים. You know, you learn the Chassidus Sfarim, you know, especially in Reb Nachman, זה בחינס זה, זה בחינס זה. This is the aspect of this. This correlates to this. This corresponds to this. He's saying your life is not about doing things that only correspond to things. Your life is אלא הכל נעשה בפועל ממש. במציאות חייו הפשוטים והגשמים. Your life, your simple life. Pashut, your life, the way it is, that is what's happening. That's the most real mitzius you could ever live in this world. And look how he develops this concept. It has to do with what we said last week, but he develops it. Morning, Alex. כמו שכתב בליקוטי מהר"ן בעניין התפילה עם כוונס. So there's a Torah, Tinyana Kuf Chaf, the 120th teaching in the second part of Likutei Maharan. שעיקר הכוונס הוא דווקא באופן שאצלו זה הפשט הפשוט. This is amazing. You have a lot of Chassidish that tells like this. If I asked you, what was your kavana this morning when you said the words, Ata Kadosh Veshimcha Kadosh? So he's saying the highest kavana you could have is if you actually said, thought for a second, Hashem, you're holy and your name is holy. That's the highest kavana you could have. As Adi Ran sings, take another thing that you said this morning. What was your kavana when you said "Potach et yadecha umasbia lechol chay ratzon"? Like the deepest kavana was is that when I, you know, Hashem, you open your hands, whatever, like however you just open the gates and you satiate everyone. No, the deepest kavana is the bechina psichas of what a yad is, and a bechina. No, brother. I mean, that's also gevalt and beautiful. The deepest kavana is poteach et yadecha umasbia lechol chay ratzon. That's the deepest kavana. What's the kavana you have when you're at a chuppah and you're thinking about your children? The deepest kavana is that they should be happily married. You understand? Not like sometimes we go so deep, so we take things to such far. Such places, no. Yeah, he's saying keep it. This Rabbi Nachman says, not just keep it simple, keep it the deepest, by sticking with the pshat.
The, there was a cantor, and cantor is a chazan.
Okay.
Just he's saying it, it's so high, the prayer.
That's already a high level. Okay, this is what Rabbi Nachman says. Rabbi Nassim says like this. Echad man sheish lo meinu siperdi, sheyam edabeh im Rabbeinu Zal b'avodos Hashem kedarko. One of our chevre in Breslov, they told me, Rabbi Nassim says, that he was talking with Rabbi Nachman regarding Avodas Hashem in his own way. Ve'ivin Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman understood from this guy's words, shehu osek tzat lechaven kavanot betfilato. He's into kavanas. You know what I mean by kavanas? It's not like...
There are different sidurim, with, right. Like with kavanot for each individual word and whatever it may be. One after is like 35 pages.
Nachon. Ve'ikpid alav Rabbeinu Zal me'od, Rabbi Nachman was not so happy about this, ve'amar lo shelo yasok od bazeh, drop that. Ve'lo yitpalel im kavanot, rak yichaven perush hamilot ki pshuto. Just say the perush of the word simply. Af al pi sheze ha'ish lamad kis ve'arizal al pi pkudato, even though this person was actually immersed in studying the teachings of the Arizal, because Rabbi Nachman instructed him to do. Nonetheless, afal pichen lo ratza sheyitpalel im kavanot klal. He didn't want him to daven with these extra kavanas. Ve'amar lo Rabbeinu Zal shemi she'eino ro'i lezeh. Kshemispalel im kavanos hu kmo kishuf. So, wow, this is very heavy. Rabbi Nachman said that someone that davens with these trying to kavanas, but he's not really, it's not on the level, it's like, how do you say kishuf?
Witchcraft.
ואצל הצדיקים הגדולים האמיתיים, הגדולים המעלה, אצלם כל הכוונות של האריזל הם הפירוש המילס. So you could say right now, so why do the tzadikim go with all these deep kavanas and everything? That's because for them, that's like their mama lashon. For them, saying davening with the kavanas of the Arizal, exactly, it's like you and I just davening Baruch Atah Hashem, isn't it?
When you say Atah, it means like there's kavanot of Atah?
Okay, but he says, "Azov, ata, tomer Hashem."
But he says that the kubalim can't even take the kavanah amitita.
And they really mean all of it. They can, but who is not in the darga? And he does it. Rabbi Nachman says, "It's like the beginning of kishuf. It's like we're learning from this. That in Pirush the words of them include all the kavanot." Again, you know, look, we were just in the presence of someone that I'm still shaking from. That's the truth. I still can't believe that Rev Ginsburg was here, and I can't believe that we got to hear him say Divrei Elokim Chaim for 2 hours like that. I'm just thinking about him over here. Like when he's doing his kavanas, I have no idea what he's davening. Although he asked the guy that drove him. He asked him, what's their kavanah? Like what do they daven? What nusach do they daven when they're in the shul? Because he had a lot of his pilots from us. He was very touched by it, moved by him. So my friend said to him, no, he daven nusach sfard. He said, no, I mean what's the style of davening? So the guy that brought him here is a guy that comes here quite often, Dan, my friend Dan Marantz from Beit Shemesh. So he sent him afterwards the Hoshana Rabba davening to give him a taste like nusach of the tefillah. But I'm saying going into his, to daven with him, I've davened with him a number of times, like just a minion in his home in Mincha, you can't even imagine. But he's trying to say over here is that when he's doing those deep kavon, whatever it is, it's the pashut pshat. By us, the bechinas, chuck it away. Baruch Atah Hashem, chonen adat. You give us a little bit of a kepi. You give us a brain to think properly, to anal to do good with our mind, to be baali midos. That's what it's about. Now he's building something over here. ודבר זה הוא יסוד גדול, והקדם היסודיס לכל עסק הכוונס ופנימיוס התורה. This is very important for us when we're going into this orchard of פנימיוס התורה to understand this, שיש לידע שהכל תלוי בגודל האמונה שיש לאדם במה שמכוון ועוסק בפשטות. When I'm going into an avoda and I'm saying, I just really want to do the pashtus of this to the best of my ability, ועל ידי זה יהיה אצלו הכל פשוט ומציאוס ולא בחינוס רחוקוס ממנו. And when you do this, You're saying everything right now by me is going to be pashtus and metzius, just with a heightened state of awareness. I want to make something clear. He's not saying over here, don't go to a meal and just say, Baruch Hashem, Kenachama, Metzlich Min Aretz. You know those meals where the guy, the Baal Bait, says the Baruch, you barely hear that it's three different words. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Metzlich Min Aretz. It sounds like this, Baruch Hashem, Kenachama, Metzlich Min Aretz, because that's what we do. Is that the right thing? It's the right thing to say, Baruch. Was it done right? Yeah. Now, what is he saying over here would be the right way? He's saying, take the challah in Shabbos, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And what are you thinking about? Those words. Blessed are you, Hashem, the King of the world, who brings out bread from the earth. Not right now, I'm visualizing the challahs of Lechem Apanim, and I'm going into the pnimius of flour. It's not. That's not for us. That's not for us. Not only that, that just messes us up. Messes us up. By the time you finish with the bracha, your wife wants to check out. Your kids already are embarrassed of you. It's not. This is not what we're here for. This way, Rav Kluger is always bringing it down. He's bringing it down. He's like, brothers, I know you get excited, Uman and everything, but bring it. Tia normali. Chashuv meod. וככל שאדם...
אומרים את הברכות נורמלית, נגיד אשתך מביאה לך אוכל, אתה אומר לה תודה באמת, כאילו אם באמת אתה אוהב אותה ואתה מעריך, אתה אומר לה וואלה, תודה שלך כזה אוכל.
כן.
אז איך אתה אומר את הברוך אתה השם, וזה כמו טקס כזה.
נכון.
אתה אומר את זה באמת בצורה
עם מודעות.
אומר תודה להשם, כאילו הייתי פשוט אומר לו, תודה על הלחם, השם, תודה שבראת את העולם ונתת לי.
נכון, אבל ברוך השם, רבנן סידרו אותה, חז"ל סידרו לנו. אנחנו מנסים לא להפוך את זה לטקס. אנחנו, כשאני אומר, העניין הוא מודעות, awareness, לא דווקא הבנה של פנימיות שבפנימיות. העניין הוא מודעות, פשוט להיות מודע. וזו הכוונה הכי גדולה שיכולה להיות. להיות מודע שאתה מלך העולם, נתת לי את זה, תודה. פשוט. וככל שאדם יאמין בכל מה שלומד ועוסק בפשטות, שהכל נאמר עליו כפשוטו, the more this is how I, you know, this is what I'm doing. It's how I live my life. This is how I keep the rest of my Torah and mitzvahs. והכל נעשה על ידו. על ידי זה יוכל לחבר ולקשר את העובר עליו גם להערת ימי הפורים. Saying very, very special. You know what the greatest hachana for Purim is? He's saying that from now, today, what's today? Chet Adar. Happy birthday, Bini Kohn. Everyone give Bini a shout out today. Bini's birthday. He's not here. Give him a happy birthday. Chet Adar. We got a few days till the Yom HaKadosh Vanora. He's saying, if for the next few days you just realize the extent of the light that's going to happen to me in my life right now is based on me doing what I got to do in the best way possible to the extent of my understanding. Now, I understand, it's amazing. You know, in the program, in the 12-step program, you know how they refer to God? Does anyone know? It could be confusing.
Higher power.
Huh?
Higher power.
Or the God of my understanding. That's what they're saying. God of my understanding. In today's shir, it stims. Sometimes it's very hard because our inyan is that we don't worship a God of our understanding because we can't understand God. But here the inyan is the my avodat Hashem of my understanding. That's very deep. Okay, don't do avodat Hashem that's not of your understanding, because then he says you're gonna fool yourself. You're gonna mess yourself up.
God of my understanding could be very deep also.
Could be, but it could also be very limiting. Because you'll never understand God. I don't want to go into this passion. Again, וככל שאדם יאמין בכל מה שלומד ועוסק בפשטות, שהכל נאמר עליו כפשוטו והכל נעשה על ידו, על ידי זה יוכל לחבר ולקשר את העובר עליו גם להערת ימי פורים, גם כאשר איננו מיושב על מכונו ומקומו בשלמות. You know what? That kid is driving you crazy in shul with that grogger. And you know what? Your kids are kvetching because the third costume they put on by 10 a.m. doesn't match their friends' costumes either, right? And you want to sit there and you're saying, today's the day of Amtakas Adinim, what do you care about? No. All these things that can come and ke'ilu take you away from the zone, when you're just in your zone of pashtus, you can mechaber everything, you could see how this is also part of the Purim Megillah. You could see how all these things that you wouldn't necessarily, you know, coin as deep, they're another detail in this Megillah. and less concealment happens. אחר שהערת ימי הפורים עם כל רמזיהם וסודותיהם, with the light of Purim, with all its secrets, and its hints, you אצלו מציאות פשוטה ומציאותית. That by me, and he's going to explain soon, by me, my Purim experience is the most realistic one and simple possible. ומעניין לעניין, look at this. He's giving such a musa right now. I love this. ומעניין לעניין באותו עניין. יש לעורר ולעמוד בקושי נוסף קיים בפרט אצל אלו העוסקים בפנימיוס התורה. Now let's go to those that they're like, they keep on saying, I'm just into pneumius. By me, it's got to be the inner meaning of everything. לא די להם בכך שדרשו חזל אודות המן מן התורה מנין. Right? So we have a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Everything is rooted in the Torah. Haman min haTorah minayin. So what's the answer? Hamin haEtz, right? Same letter. Hamin haEtz. Chazal told us that, right? He says, well, here, yeah, that's not enough for them. No, sorry. It's not deep enough for me. I need Pnimius haTorah. As if the Tanoim wasn't, you know, their answer wasn't deep enough. I need a deeper secret, right? Ela od lomdim b'sfarim haKdoshim odot kach, שמרדכי ואסתר is בגימטריה תף קוף למד וו. How much is that? 836, right? כמניין יוד גימל פעמים שם עין בייז, which is corresponds to, you know, the name עין בייז, to the 72 letter permutation of God's name.
936, no?
Sorry, 936 is 13 times 72. How's that for you? נכון, נכון. זה מהגמרא. שואלים איפה אנחנו רואים את תורה, את המן בתורה, נכון? Now, by the way, this thing tough is not 800, 900. It's referring to the thousands. It's a way of calculating things differently. But he's saying the bottom line is, Ayin Beis is a deep name in Kabbalah. 13, Yud Gimel Midos Rachmim. By them, that's the next level. That's probably deeper than what Chazal meant when they said, Esther Amin HaTorah Minayin. V'chen lomdim od ve'od sodot ha-Torah b'pnim yud divrei ha-Megillah. And it's great, gevalt. They're learning secrets and secrets of the Megillah. Aval u'leitim, dafka mitoch kach, marchik ha-adam et atzmo mikol ma shelomed. It's dafka sometimes when I get too carried away with this, I distance myself from what I learn, because eventually shenasa kol bechinas ve'inyanim, aspects and correlations and correspondence. You learn such deep secrets with the Megillah. Umargish shehamaavarim shovrim alav hem dvarim pshutim umtziyutim. And he feels that everything that he's going through are simple and realistic things. It can't be that this is connected to what I'm learning. How difficult it gets then to take what you learned and have it affect your life. Because the purpose is that the learning that we do shines through our day-to-day. Nachon? Unless you're a Kabbalist that has separated himself from the world. This concept of the things that you were so machmir of in the beginning, at the end you're so mekelon because you couldn't figure out a way for this stuff to shtem in your life. Look, chaver, we see this all the time with chaver, not just Balei Tshuva, with chaver that got, you know, a little bit, for them, they can't relate to any of the deep secrets in their life. It's something separate. They live in an alternate reality, an alternate universe. But Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem, V'aretz Natan Livnei Adam. We're here in this world to take the chazals that we learn, to know it, get it deep inside, go weiter. The moment that you can't relate to people anymore, in my humble opinion, is the moment that the learning is used as kishuf. I think that's what he's saying over here. The moment that I feel like talking to my wife about Shabbos menu is a yerida for me, because I'm learning the secrets of all secrets. Say, you're out.
So, what's the secret? It's going to the other side.
It's going to the other side.
Because you think you're... Because you're learning it just for your ego.
Now this explains something so deep. If you're learning it just for you, right? Then the other side has an achiza, it's true. It's like, yeah, gotcha, Amalek gotcha. Now this explains another Indian. There's a beautiful mimer of the Alter Rebbe called Chayav Inish Levesuni Repuri Adelo Yada. I feel personally very connected to it because that was the mimer that I was learning when I met Bina. I met her around this time, my wife. And in that teaching, he asks a very interesting shayla. It's similar to shayla that he asks in the mimer Anila Dodi Vedodi Li, where he's saying, "If Purim is so holy, then how could it be mutar b'melacha?" But that's exactly the point. The holiness of Purim is the holiness in the mundane of all mundanes, of the things that don't have to be detached from reality. It's in the most simple things. Eating, reading a story, conversing with people, giving shalach manas, giving tzedakah. All these things is what makes Purim, the Kedusha of Purim, come out so much. But if your hachana for Purim took you to a place that you can't be around people on Purim because it's going to distract you from the kavanas that you learned, you're out. Yeah, you're out. You think you're so in. You've gone so deep that you're already... One of the doors you opened was actually the back door. Now you're out of the house. You're in someone else's garden. That's what Rav Kluger is saying over here. Do you understand? Is this shtimming? Does anyone relate to this? Or... No one attempted to become a Kabbalist, so you're all okay.
Again, it carries for the whole year. Meaning this day brings it out for what should
be
the life state the entire year.
This is the yesod, this is the headquarters of this concept, is Purim. But it's true for every day of the year.
It's not
Kabbalah,
exactly.
No. Anything.
So we've lost sight of where, I guess, the correct side should be. Where
in the name of, and we lost sight in the name of, Kivyachol, right.
It's always the name.
Now that's true every, Nachon B'diuk, that's true every day, but on Purim is the head, that's what he said last week. It's the yesod and the shoresh of this removal of concealment. That's why these things are happening, Dafka on Purim. Valken, bottom paragraph, the Kufayin Dalib. Valken yesh le'adam li'itbonen b'maseh ha'megillah b'pashtus. So therefore, a person has to look at the story of the Megillah with utmost simplicity. B'midrashei chazal on Megillah. Learn some midrashim on the Megillah. B'lifnei sheikanes b'shari sodos haTorah. Before you go into these deeper secrets of the Torah, u'pnimiyusa, first, ye barur etzlo mitzius ha'astara v'ha'alam ha'shar b'purim. First, just set yourself into the state of the concealment that was taking place on Purim, and Godel Hanes Shayasham, and the greatness of the miracle. Just be very clear. All the Yidden were going to be killed. There was going to be the final solution, and it was basically coming down on us heavy, and all of Am Yisrael thought we were going to get killed. Now, how do I bring that to today? Imagine, what? So it's not so hard to imagine this today, unfortunately. It's in our face all the time. Imagine, listen, your wives, our mothers, our daughters, whoever it is, that have the fear that a terrorist is going to infiltrate here and just spray everyone. So far-fetched, right? No, unfortunately. 100%. Legamre. But he's saying, imagine if that was really an awareness that every single Jew was feeling for a long time. And there were no other, there were no allies, there was nothing, there was no one, there was no gvurayut. And then, it didn't happen. He's saying, now, once that seeped into you very deeply, now go and learn a medrash maybe. But first get into that awareness of the pashtut, of the metzius, of what was. Very important. Only after the pashtus of that metzius is seeped into our reality, can you then now go to another level, okay? To another place. But we like to go, I read a pasuk, Charvona Zachulatov, Charvona, Cherev, Vav Nun He Nun Vav He Chakeshnia. Who was Charvona and why is he Zachula Tov? Rega Leat Leat. Bring it into your life. Bring it into your life. ואחר כך ייכנס עוד בשערי סודות התורה אופטימיות, top left column. וחילשונו של מורנו רב נוסן לנקות היה לחס. כמבואר בסיפור המגילה הקדושה, שצריכים לשום לב בפשיטות לתוקף הניסים הנפלאים האלה, שעשה השם יתברך עמנו אז. Pay attention that we thought we באמת were gonna, it was gonna be over, and a miracle happened and we weren't. It flipped over. Just that. No, I already learned that in fourth grade. I'm good. No. Hold on to your horses, Brody. Come back again to whatever it needs. You need in order to come back to the pashtus of the nes. Uchmochen, Ibn Nasan says, Hu misnag imanu bechazda bechol dor vador. In every generation, Hashem acts with us like this, where there's a metzias, there's a reality in front of us, that this is the end, and exactly the opposite is going to be. Now, let's look at our door today. What seems to be like the end? The end of Jewish unity. The end of Jewish unity. Because you're attacked on the one side from Yishmaelim, and of course the attacks that's going on inside the Am are, for a very, very interesting reason, destroying us so much more. And it's inside the heart of Am Yisrael. So what's Levin HaFochel? Huh? Right, and you say that word today, it's like that's almost as non-realistic as a Bashar Assad coming to bring Bikurim, right? But yet, this is the Metzius of Hashem is that v'na'afochu, mamash. Ulehanal yizbar omek dvarav, shekasher yitbonen ha'adam v'yasim lev b'pshitus letokef anisim anifloim ha'ele, שעשה השם יתברך עמנו אז, when I pay attention to the simplicity of the miracle, of the miraculous nature, which took place back then, ממילא יוכל להבין שכמו כן הוא מסנג עמנו בחסד בכל דור ודור. And so what ends up coming from that observation of actually what happened on a pashtus level, that comes back into here right now. That comes into every single door. כפי שיבואר עוד בסמוך בארוחה, this will be explained in great length later on. V'yesh od leidbonen benekuda nosefet. What time is it? We're still good?
9:37.
Okay. You still good, boys? A few more minutes? V'yesh od leidbonen benekuda nosefet asher golemet la'adam listakel beikar al hanes she'ela bepurim. V'yino sam elibo la'omek ha'gzera v'atzara she'asham bepashtus. We don't really, even though we know, okay, you're about to be killed, we don't really get into the details of how scary and how dark and gloomy the situation was back then. And because I don't really do that, like all I know is what? Haman was gonna be bad, right? We were gonna get killed. But there's a lot more drama on the pshat. There's a lot more drama to this. But when I'm not really in tune with the drama that was taking place, ayidze kasheh ad meod la'adam litchazek. I learn Megillah to stare, and I read the Megillah to wake up and to be mischazek. But it's so hard for me when I think I know the story, and all I know is that it was going to be bad, and then it was good. And it's very hard. Then he says, "Ulechaberet kol mitziut chayav lemaaseh Megillah," to connect all the details of the reality of my life to the story of the Megillah. Come on, well, I know this. I know this. I know the pshat of the story. ולגילוי השם יתברך בתוך ההסתרה והעלמה שנתגלה במגילה, and to the revelation of Hashem within the concealment that's revealed in the Megillah. What he's saying over here is that when I really don't spend time with the pshat of the details of how hard and difficult it was and learn the basic chazals on what was going on in Am Yisrael, when I read the Megillah, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do to me. What is it supposed to do to me? I'm supposed to connect every aspect of my life in the story of the Megillah. I could see it in every aspect of the Megillah. And it's also supposed to awaken me and mechazek me and give me so much koach. But listen, we're a few days away from the Megillah. Did anyone start looking into the Megillah really again and learning again? Why? Because, or, listen, I'm 42. I consciously read it already like 32 times, right? More or less. Right? He's saying it was here, oy vavoy, no, 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 no. Shehine kol echad ve'echad meitanu kvar makir et ma'aseh ha-megillah miyaldutu. U'miyad kshematchilim likrot ha-megillah kvar yodim ma yeh ha-sof. I know what the end is. I know the end, right? V'din grama sheyesh b'nei adam shenishalim b'otah hestaklut al ma'aseh ha-megillah kfi sha'elem bekatnutam bizman lemudam etza melamed ardaki. U'meodam lo yitbonenu be'omek b'ma'aseh ha-megillah al-pi divrei chazal b'gmara. He's saying you have people, they may not admit it, but the visualization of the story of the Megillah is the same by them than it was when they first remember reading and learning the Megillah when they were here. Melamed Darzik is like 6 years old. Okay? And they never look deeper into the story of the Megillah based on the Chazal and the Midrashim. Mimeila inam margishim she'achen haya shem mamash hastara va'alama. So they don't really understand the fact that there was absolute concealment and hiddenness that were happening amongst the Jews back then. Sheri miyad kshematchilim likro al agzera. You have the next page? Sheri miyad kshematchilim likro al agzera. Hem kvar ochzim bahemshech. Banes cheira shama. You come to the story, you're learning the Megillas Esther, and then what happens? There was a gzera, that all the Jews will be hung. But where are you in your mind? Well, I know it's not going to happen, so the effect doesn't really, you know, the effect doesn't happen because you know there's another perek afterwards, right? You know there's a different outcome.
You know the end of the movie.
So right, yeah. Right.
But you really, do you need a movie for that? I mean, I guess, is there any movie list there? I mean, when I see Prince of Egypt, so I get connected to Moshe, and I feel the soul catharsis and everything.
It's but good, it's good what you're saying.
Of that, could you show the children also, and you can really get connected yourself? I mean, there's any?
So do you know, as Bertha Mawomer, ata chai et aseret hazeh, ata pshut lo sam lev. It's so deep what he said right now. Is there any movie that illustrates the story of Purim? Yeah. Sim al atzlecha matzlema kol hayom, ובלילה תצפה במגילת אסתר. זה בעצם מה שהוא אומר. That's the deepest thing that he just said.
You can really do it.
I'm doing it right now. What do you think? I do this to do חזרה afterwards at night. I'm preparing for him. וגם כאשר לומד את דברי חזל, לעתים נעשה הכל במלוצה ועם חידושים. Ah, you hear what he says on this? It's not yet, like, he's saying that doesn't really do anything to your life. ולא מתבונן בעומק העלמה שהיה שם. Spending time realizing how shady, how dark, how scary the situation was in Shushan. ועל דרך משל, look, he's going to give a parable. בכך שאסתר נבחרה להיות המלכה של אחשוורוש, נראה לאדם שהוא בשורה טובה. Wow, she was chosen to be the queen. Achashverosh is queen. That seems to be a good thing, right? V'achen yesh ha-korim pasuk ze benigun shel simcha, v'yeshua. There's even those that they lane that pasuk in the Megillah with simcha, right? Which one? What pasuk is it that we sing with simcha that describes her becoming the queen? V'yasken, right? That one, I think. Right? ותיסחן וחסד בנה מכל הבזולות וישם כסר מאחוס בראש ותחס ושתי. Wait. Do you realize what you just said? You know the end of the story, so you're like, wow, plot one, this is working out. But living it live back then, that all the Jewish kinderlach saw that Esther Hamalka is taken to Beis Achashverosh, think of it today, okay? Chalila vachas. Think of one of the holiest women we have today in Am Yisrael, okay? Whoever it is. And now think of a poison, vicious Yemach Shemo, okay? Nasrallah, right? She's taken to base Nasrallah Bunker Nasrallah in Lebanon. The guy's living in a bunker for 25 years. Bunker Nasrallah in Lebanon, right? What does that do to you? Oh, but I know she's gonna. It's gonna all work out. What they didn't know. Welcome a little bit now to experiencing the story of Purim. Just that little detail. Achen be'emet haya bekach nes, she'era zeya, of course it was a miracle. She'era zeya petach le'yishua she'ya achar kach. Ach mitzad she'ini yish gam le'itbonen b'matzav shel Esther ha'malka gufa, but what about her? Asher b'meshach shanim rabot hayta tznua u'musteret b'beit Mordechai, be'ofen shel kol kvuda bas melech pnima. Esther was such a good Beis Yaakov girl, never had a conversation with a boy. Okay? She's hidden, put away with sneers for years in Uncle Mordechai's house. He's teaching her, the Avira is so holy, Tzanua. And now, Ve'ata, this Beis Yaakov girl, Nilkecha le'Beis HaShverosh. Harei en l'sha'er ve'en l'ta'er et godel atzar v'yisurim sh'ayala mize. Can you imagine how much pain she was in while she was doing this? Ubifrat she'en Esther magedet moladeta ve'etama. She didn't reveal that she was a Yid. Umitzad sheni bevaday shamra Esther al kima Torah mitzvot v'yisach ha'shverosh. And of course, she kept all the Torah that she knew at that time in Beisach ha'shverosh. She's Esther ha'malka. Kedivrei chazal ve'et sheva ha'ne'arot. הראויות לתתלם מבית המלך, וזה פסק סך, אמר לבא, שהייתה מונה בהן ימי שבס. אה, גבלת. וואו. We see what a beautiful drasha. ואת שבע הנערות הראויות לתתלם מבית המלך, חזל say, she was actually busy the whole time she was in Beis HaShverosh, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Shabbos. That was the Indian by her. To keep consciousness of Shabbos. אמר רב שהכילה מאכל יהודי. And that she would be eating Jew, you know, kosher, or making a special Shabbos digadish on Shabbos. Vayita tzcha lestir keseder et ama v'uladata. She had to hide and conceal who she really was. V'chol metzius chaya beveisach ha'shverosh she'a be'ofen sha'al ama v'astara. She lived a total concealed and doubled life while she was in Beisach ha'shverosh. What do you think about her? What's your thoughts about her experience of the story? Be with her in her experience of the story while you're learning Megillah. That's what he's saying. Pshat! Just the pshat for a second. Shela an anakit. You hear his question? Did she ever leave a Ahasuerus? What do we know about that? What's the story? What's the pshat of the story? No. So just imagine that. תראה איזה עמוק מה שאתה אומר. אנחנו חושבים, סיפור פורים נגמר. היהודים הייתה רב צד, יופי, ומי המשיכה בשם עם ישראל לחטוף? אסתר. Now it's true, Koresh, there's a besora. They go back, they build Beit HaMikdash, but what about her private life? Her private life, once she was there, once she was, it's like it's married for life, you know, to the cause. La Briut. Nachon? Nachon? ובדרך כלל, אין הקורא במגילה שם אל ליבו לעומק ההסתרה שהיה לאסתר המלכה. Usually, like, listen, let's be honest, those of us that are here, when was the last time when we were learning Megillas Esther, like laning Megillas Esther, that's what stood out to us. The pain and concealment that she went through while she was doing what she was doing. Benire lo shaya rak zman mu'at. It seems to you, whatever, it happened. She went and she left. Shari kol kriyat ha-megillah eino ele'el chatzi shah. How long does a kriyat Megillah last? Max half an hour? Or if you're Yair Kaufman, max 8 minutes? ומאז שקוראים על כך שאסתר נלקחה לבית אחשוורוש לא עוברים דקות ארוכות. And from the time that, you know, everything, it's just a few minutes here and there, כבר קוראים שהיא מספרת לחשוורוש שהיא ממשפחתו של מרדכי וכל הנס. Before you know it, you see her on the winning side, everything is good, everything flips over. וגם אם לומד בחזל שהיה כמה שנים, and even if you learn a חזל that says, you know, she was there for a few years, so now in your mind you know, oh, she was there for a few years. And he's saying over here, wait, stop for a second. Put those words into your heart. Esther HaMalka lived like this for a few years. We don't even know how much. Years? Years. בדרך כלל אין האדם נותן אל ליבו להתבונן בזה. ובאמת, הרי עברו על אסתר המלכה ג' שנים של העלמה והסתרה. Esther went for 3 years where it was totally a secret who she was. Yom yom, Esther Amalka kam b'etach Hashverosh u'margisha tzar v'yisurim noraim. Every day she wakes up in Hashverosh's house and feels such pain and affliction. Einena mevina ma ma'aseh kan. What am I doing here? Kol ha'tanugot sheyesh la beit ha'melech eina mesamchim ota. All the servants she's given, all the lavish living, it doesn't do a thing for her. Adrabe ve'adrabe, kol ha'anaot v'ata'avot hem rak tzar u'machovim etzla. All the enjoyment she has just gives her more and more pain. And then he continues, he says, "Efshal la'arich b'chol pirtei megillah." You could do this with all the. We're going to stop here. He's saying, you can do this with all the different pratim of the Megillah, all of them. But this Megillah Esther was given to us to see the reality of our life through. But you have to spend time with every pasuk and think about it deeply, how much concealment was actually taking place. Now to wrap this up, the more that I really live with the Megillah, before I lean Megillah, the more I learn the pshat of the story, the more that I visualize through the pshat the actual danger and sadness, stress and anxiety and sakanat nefashot that was actually taking place, the final solution, I don't need to go to Yad Vashem to get woken up. I can do it from the pshat of the psukim of the Megillah. Mamash. And when the pshat becomes by me alive, then there's more and more of hastara that is removed. Then the more and more of concealment is actually removed from my life. Why? Because the deeper I taste the pain of what was and the more that I taste the simcha of what was, so too in our lives as well. When I allow myself to taste the pain of living in a world where there's concealment, then and believing in the story of Esther, v'nafochu, it'll be like that in our lives as well. Bayamim ahem b'zman hazeh.
Amen.
Yishakoyach, everyone.